You are listening to yet another one of the fine members of the Tech Podcast Network. If it's tech, it's here. Find more of the member shows over at techpodcasts.com.
Welcome to Tech Webcast, Australia's leading technology show. Download our iPhone app, www.techwebcast.info.
Welcome to Web Tech Cast and episode number 134, and we got special guest Owen McCranken from the ReGadget website.
Hey, Steve, how are you, mate?
Oh, pretty good. I'm doing great today.
I just want to correct you there again. It's actually Tech Webcast, but hey, no problems, mate. Wherever you say it.
Yeah, good. I made a mistake.
All good. And also we have Owen from ReGadget. Hey, Owen, how are you, mate?
Good. How are you going, guys?
Going pretty well, mate. Coming up on the show, we've got some tech news from Steve. Jason's away again, so he's filling in. So Steve's filling in for Jason. And we also got Owen. He's going to talk about the website that he runs and that sort of stuff. So Steve, what have we got in the news stories, mate, coming up?
News stories. I kind of wanted to go over a little bit about, because I'm going to be doing it on my own show next week, which is the Final Cut Pro that just came out for video editing.
Okay.
We're going to do this right now.
We'll just go through what you have, and then we'll talk to Owen.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that just come out about a few days ago, and it looks like it's going to be like a real. I've been using it, you know, for I guess about 68 hours total, and it looks like it's a very solid upgrade from going from iMovie. It's probably one of the easiest advanced editors I've used, there was a few problems. It looks like. Overall, the whole program was very fast. Rendering in the background, except the only buggy part was when trying to export and render the files to the file to the final, end file, and that's where it seemed to have problems. It took a couple of tries and different things, and sometimes it even crashed. But probably in the next few months, it looks like it's going to Apple's going to have some updates to it, and it should fix a lot of these problems. They're going to also add in a few more features too.
Good stuff, mate. And also, what are the new stories we have coming up in the?
I think we also had some hacker stories.
Cool.
And let me see here.
So yeah, that's good.
Yeah. See, unfortunately, I didn't. Oh, here we go.
That's good. Anyway, let's talk to Owen about ReGadget. Owen, how are you, mate?
Good.
That's why. What is ReGadget, and how did it get all started?
Well, ReGadget buy old gadgets from people who visit our website. You can just jump on our website at ReGadget.com.au and enter in your gadget details, and you'll be offered an instant price.
All right.
So if you send it to us, we'll receive it and pay you for it.
All right, good stuff. Now, this is for Australian only?
Australian only, yes. We can't take any gadgets from overseas at this stage.
Okay. And what sort of gadgets do you take at the moment?
Off the top of my head, mainly mobile phones, tablet PCs, laptops, iPods, MP3 players. That's kind of the general gist of them, but cool. We're happy to take other things. People have sold us calculators and stuff like that. So anything electronic, really.
Okay, all right. What do you get for what sort of price you get for a calculator?
Well, this was a graphics calculator.
Oh, okay.
It was a pretty decent one. I think they probably got about $80 for it. So probably retail quite a bit new, but. people don't really use them after they finish school. So
okay, fair enough. And how long you been around for?
We started in April, so this is our third month of operation.
Oh, so it's all new then? So it's fairly new?
Yeah, pretty new. But we've had a pretty positive response so far, and it's keeping us pretty busy.
Good stuff. Good stuff. And how are you getting all the funding for this, run this sort of thing?
Well, I'm self-funded at the moment. I've put quite a bit of cash into the business to keep it, set it up and keep it going, and pay all our customers. So it's getting to a stage where it's getting more self-sufficient, but we'll probably be looking for some investment in the near future to expand our operations.
Good stuff. All right. Re-gadget. So you buy consoles and you buy iPads and that sort of stuff and iPhones and.
Yep, consoles, iPhones, and any. Essentially, what we buy is our small electronic devices. So the kind of the biggest we go to is consoles and laptops.
Okay.
And anything electronic that's smaller than that, we're happy to take, cameras, stuff like that.
Cool. And so how do you go about doing it then?
Well, we've mainly got all our business through word of mouth. So our business is coming in through our website, word of mouth, a bit of advertising here and there, nothing too crazy. We build our database of products using some outsourced people to build up the database of products, and we also use a service that provides market data on kind of average secondhand sales prices that we base our prices off. So essentially what we get the price, and we have a formula that calculates how much a person will get based on what they answer on the website. So if it's in perfect condition, they're going to get more for it than if it's in poor condition.
Yeah, so you probably get more for it, for example, iPad too. If you've got the box and that sort of stuff for you.
Oh, yeah, for sure. You'll get, if it's perfect condition, box, cables, all that, you'll probably get a lot higher percentage than if you just have the unit by itself.
Okay, so would you get more of what you paid for it or less?
Less than what you
paid. Okay.
I mean, I'm not going to pay more than it costs in the shop. So
true. So, are you in much competition with any other websites out there, or?
Well, there's a couple of kind of similar websites in Australia. There's two main competitors, but they essentially just deal in mobile phones.
Okay. Yep.
We have a full service that takes essentially all electronics. So, I think we have a better variety of what can be sold onto us, which is cool. Positive for anyone that wants to get rid of their old stuff.
That's good stuff. Steve, any questions for Owen?
Yeah, actually I do. I know before you said that, as far as recycling, like I suppose that I think you said you can take devices that can't work or something like that, and then that gets taken over to a recycling center, and then gadgets that do work, perhaps you resell them or other uses?
Yep. Well, there's essentially a couple of ways that we go. If it's a good item that's still useful, we'll generally refurbish it and resell it. Then there's kind of the ones that aren't working but are still useful. So, for example, we might have a laptop that's not working. We'll part it out. We'll get the hard drives, the RAM, the screens, and all that, and sell it as spare parts. Or if we have another laptop that's similar, we'll merge them together to make one functioning unit and sell the parts or recycle the parts. And then you've got the items that are essentially no longer any good. A 5-year-old phone that's not working, no one's going to want it. So they get sent to the recycling centres, where they essentially strip it down to bare parts. They'll take the plastics, the electronic components, and then get the valuable metals and plastics from those.
Oh, actually, I just thought of another question. Because a lot of these gadgets have batteries, a lot of them are removable. Mm-hmm. Do you like recycle the batteries too, or?
Yeah, well, when we recycle the battery, we either keep them as a spare battery for other items that come in that might have a battery that doesn't hold charge, and all the other batteries are actually recycled separately, not in the main recycling places, specialist battery recycling places. They take all the batteries and recycle them properly because of the acids and whatnot in them. So it's not getting thrown in the bin, if that's the question.
Oh, no, not at all, because I know... Oops, sorry about that. Yeah, because I know some batteries, especially the ones that hold the charge, I was just kind of wondering, those are collected and put to another recycling area.
Yeah,
or
there's
either a disposal or, you know, refurbished or whatever. But
yeah, for I'm not sure. I know I've got a separate company that gets the batteries, and I don't know if they reuse them, but I know that they do dispose of them environmentally friendly, so that we don't have acids and stuff going into the ground.
All right, cool, man.
Not an expert on battery recycling, but
good stuff. How many people you got working for you?
I've got myself in Australia doing the operations and running the business, and I've got a guy in the Philippines who's working full time on the website.
Cool.
He's working on a new version of the website as well, for which is going to have a lot more features on it.
All right.
We're going to have a kind of bulk item disposal. We're going to be able to have a partnership with the charities and stuff like that, so the charities can run their own kind of sub websites.
All right.
And some stuff like that, just to try and make our life easier with the easier website to run, and also so we can have more options in the future.
At the moment, are you any plans for an iPhone app or an iPad app?
The plan for the new version of the website, first stage, is going to have a mobile-friendly kind of web page.
Nice.
So it will work or look nice on the mobile phone screen.
Yep.
And then I think more further on, we'll be looking at an iPhone app, just so people can easily go onto the app and find out what their old gadget's worth.
Wicked, mate.
And I guess the people that do have an iPhone hopefully have an old phone they want to get rid of.
Yeah, for sure. Definitely. Definitely, I agree. And have you had many customers onto the site? How many people have you got on there?
We've had about 200, 300 orders. We've got about 300 customers, and most of those have submitted an order in. And
okay.
We've received probably at least half of that. We've paid out over $25,000 now.
Jeez. Okay.
So very popular.
That's good.
Keeping us all busy here.
Good stuff, mate. Good stuff. All right, let's talk to Steve about some tech news. Steve, what's been going on in the news, mate?
Yeah, I wanted to cover, like I said, Final Cut Pro that just come out, Final Cut Pro X,
yep.
Or excuse me, 10. And I've been keeping track of it because, there's a lot of things in the news about it even before it officially got released. I think Final Cut Pro 10 is going to be great for the people moving away from iMovie onto something more advanced. But for professionals that use Final Cut Pro 7 and them going to it, they're going to have a lot of trouble because they've taken a lot of features out and they can't open up their older Final Cut Pro 7 files. So there's been a lot of complaints from the professional side, so it'll be interesting to see in the future how Apple's going to address those issues. But we should see that in the upcoming months, and maybe even after the line gets released.
Cool. All right. What else has been happening?
And we also got I've seen this out in the news for a while now, and this is with hacker pleads guilty in AT&T iPad breach. And let me see right here. Touchwell and from what it looks right here, he discovered a security hole on AT&T's website that allowed users to plug in SIM card identifiers called ICC ID and receive back the email addresses connected to that SIM card. More than 114,000 email addresses were disclosed, including personal email addresses of a number of high profile political and business figures, which appears no actual damage occurred beyond exposure of email addresses. I'm guessing this guy, he might just get probation, but we'll see. I know now they're really getting the hackers now.
Yep.
And I've seen a lot other stories, really, people hacking into sites, of course, with Sony.
Mm. Yep.
The Sony PlayStation Network,
that's
I think.
Yeah, that's the one, yep. So, anything else? Any other news you want to report on, Steve? Anything else, mate?
That's the only thing I had going right now. But
all right. Owen, do you get much into OS, like Apple sort of stuff, like iPhone and iPad, that sort of stuff?
Well, I'm an Android phone user, but I've got my Mac, which is my main computer. So,
all right.
Hopefully, we're all right. Yeah.
Cool, man. Good stuff. And what else has been happening with ReGadget? Any new stuff coming up soon you can report on, or?
Well, working on the new website. Hopefully, that'll be out in the next couple of months. Okay. It'll be a totally new redesign and integration, so that'll be pretty fancy when it comes out, we hope.
Cool.
Apart from that, we're looking at adding some other stuff to the website, like GPSs and more MP3 players instead of just iPods.
Nice.
But we take all these at the moment, but we want to offer instant prices for a larger variety, so it's easier to get rid of them.
Yeah, true. Do you buy like HDMI cables and that sort of stuff, or you don't buy sort of that sort of stuff?
No, we haven't got into that cables at this stage. We're thinking about maybe power cables, phone charger and stuff.
Yeah, they're good.
What was that? Sorry,
they would be good to have. Like people would wanting them, I suppose.
Oh, well, the thing is, as well, we get lots of phones without any chargers. So,
oh, really? Gee, that sucks.
If someone had a charger, we could match them together. So,
well,
you know,
What's the most worst device you've ever had that you've gotten in and it didn't work?
We've had a few people sell us some stuff that doesn't work. We had, you know, the old Samsung D500 slide phone.
Yep,
got one of those in. Not working, but that's okay. They said it wasn't working, so we're happy enough to recycle it for them.
Oh, cool.
I've had a couple of really old cameras, like 2-megapixel cameras that don't work.
Wow.
Obviously, not much use at the moment, so we'll recycle those.
Okay, cool. And what do you get? How much do you get for them for that sort of stuff that doesn't work?
Generally, a couple of bucks maximum. we don't really make a profit off of those ones. So yeah. we essentially give a token amount for the recycling process.
Okay.
Yeah, all right. And I just noticed then that we just got an iPod in that doesn't work. So
cool.
There we go. It's about a couple of bucks for that.
All right, that's good, mate. Now, what about advertising? Are you looking for any advertising? Because did I ask you, or did you ask me? You want to get advertising on Tech Webcast? And
yeah, I'm happy to advertise on Tech Webcast. So, listen, anywhere with the tech savvy users,
yeah,
it's kind of the audience we want, because you guys are always upgrading. So,
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, no, we're always getting advertising on the site and stuff and that sort of thing. Are you looking for any other sort of websites if someone came to you?
Listen, I'm happy for people to come to me, especially main thing for me is that they have Australian traffic.
Yep.
I mean, it's good getting the exposure in other countries, but we can't service them and make money off them. So,
so it's only Australian-based.
Australian-based businesses or websites, I'm very happy to talk to anyone. They can just jump on the website and just go to the media contact and send an email to that.
All right, good stuff. And you're based in Melbourne, is that correct?
Yes, in Melbourne. So if anyone is in Melbourne and wants to have a talk with what we do, that's no problem.
All right, good stuff. And also, Steve, tomorrow coming up on your show, that you're having a giveaway tomorrow, mate?
Yeah, that's right. Giveaway tomorrow. We've got 3 items. And, of course, you've supplied one of the prizes, which is Apple TV.
No problem.
And, hopefully everybody's going to come for that one.
Yep.
I'll Twitter out today and tomorrow.
Cool, man. And also, you got to get yourself a boxer box. Give us a small rundown on your thoughts on that, Steve.
You know, I reevaluated it because I know you got one and you talked a lot about it. And then I started re-looking back into it and you know, it does a lot more than, you know, I realized, and especially the boxy box, because, you know, I've done stuff that, you know, I decided, hey, let me see if I can hook up a keyboard and mouse to it, see if it works, which it did. So you can, you know, expand a little bit more on, you know, what you think you can, just other than just using the remote itself or.
Yeah, exactly. For sure. No, it's a great device. Have you had much to do with that sort of stuff, Aaron? Owen, sorry.
I was going to ask you about the boxy. What's the story with this?
It's a box. It's a media device. You can hook up to your TV and watch TV. You can watch TV shows and movies and YouTube and that sort of good stuff. And it just gets streamed over. I guess just it gets streamed over the internet. What's the internet do you have at home?
I've just got ADSL at the moment, so not very quick.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
I would recommend if you're going to get something like that, I would recommend getting ADSL 2 for it, but it may still work fine if you're on What sort of internet are you on at the moment?
8 meg, so I usually get about 6 meg higher speeds. So not the greatest.
Okay.
Don't know what type of bandwidth you need for streaming that.
Yeah, I'm not sure, mate, but, you know, it should work fine. But, you know, the Boxy Bot's a great device to have in the lounge room.
Is it so a similar kind of concept to the Apple TV or...?
Sort of, yeah.
Okay.
Does UVU or Voodoo work in Australia, which is their primarily movies? You know, you can...
No, that doesn't work. Vivo,
okay.
The Vivo music app. That was on there for a while. Now they've removed it, but I can still access it if I untick the unhide feeds or whatever it is.
Yeah, I know Hulu Plus is coming, but like I said, I don't know if.
Now, where did you read that, Steve? I mean, Najee, where did you actually see that?
I can't remember. Didn't we talk about it with Andrew Kippen? I can't remember.
No, that's one question we didn't mention. We didn't ask him, mate, about that.
I'll have to look at the.
We should have asked him that.
Rebroadcast and find out what the answer was, or if we asked it.
No, I don't think we did. I don't think we did. We should have, but that's one question we missed out on.
Yeah, he only had like 20 minutes, so I tried to keep it 20 minutes.
Yeah, 20 minutes is probably a good length for a chat. Anything else you want to add before we go, mate? Have we missed any questions?
I think you've had a good overview of what we do. And listen, if anyone wants to have a look at the website, check out what price they can get for what old stuff they've got lying around.
Yeah, good stuff. I personally reckon it's I haven't actually used it, but I will use it one day if I've got stuff that I want to sell. And you know,
that's it.
If you're based in Melbourne, can we sort of come to you and drop the stuff off to you, or does it need to go to in the mail?
Right now, we don't have a facility to drop it off. We'll probably be looking into setting that up in the next couple of months, just so people, if they do want to drop it off, they can. But at this stage, we can't cater for that. Yeah.
Okay. And what about sort of selling the goods to you? In return, you need some ID. What sort of ID do you take?
I'm registered as a Victorian secondhand goods dealer as well. We're based in Victoria.
Yep.
Essentially what we need is when we buy something off someone, a photographic ID such as a passport, a gun license, driver's license.
Yep.
If you can't provide those, you can take two non-photographic IDs such as a birth certificate and a marriage certificate or a healthcare card or something like that.
What about a proof of age card?
Proof of age card, no problem. Yep. That's fine as well, yeah.
Okay, and then they just photocopy it and then they send it to you in the mail?
When we send out the shipping bag with the for the person, we send out a little brochure as well that's got all this information.
Okay, cool.
So essentially it says you can either photocopy it, or if you can't photocopy it, you can photograph it in email or scan an email.
Okay.
And I guess we don't have a fax machine. You could fax it if you really wanted it.
Yeah, true.
Who's got fax these days?
True. Could you actually take a photo with the phone? Would that work?
Yeah, that would work no problem, as long as we can get it onto our computer.
All right, interesting. Yeah, no, that's good. No, it's just good the way to do things. You know, it's you can actually just send it through the email and stuff. That's good.
Yeah, well, we've had quite a few people just, you know, on their iPhone or whatever, take a photo of their ID and send it through. So that's no problem, as long as we can make sure we can read it.
Yep.
No problem at all.
Okay. Have you had any sort of bad stuff happen, like any stolen stuff or anything like that? Or?
No, we've been pretty lucky so far. I think we've had no problems with people not providing ID. The post office hasn't lost anything yet. We haven't had anything damaged. So fingers crossed that it continues like this. But never know. Maybe we've got to have... take it as it comes.
That's it. You know, it's a good service. Sounds like it's a great website and great service and run by you, and it's only start up in April, which is good.
Yep. So we're trying to expand and keep growing.
All right, mate. Now, where can they find you on the internet, and also how can they contact you?
Well, I've got the website at raygadget.com.au.
Yep.
They can email just media@raygadget.com.au for a direct email address.
Cool.
And also at raygadget on Twitter and at OJM. For myself, my personal Twitter.
Good stuff, mate. And Steve, where can they find you on Twitter and interwebs?
Just go to my Justin TV website, which is justin.tv/LinuxCoolDude, or my YouTube channel. You can just do a search and find me. And Twitter is
LinuxCoolDude.
Yeah, I just. It's those days for me, I think.
Yeah.
I've been messing up
Yeah, all good, mate. All good. All good. Now you can find me on Twitter at Brad Oz, Tech Webcast, Tech Luster, and also on Facebook, Tech Webcast. And Owen, you also got a Facebook too, mate.
Oh, yeah. It's at just facebook.com/regadget.
Cool. Good stuff. Check that out too. And there's a link from the website, is it? That's correct, is it?
Yeah, I think that there should be links on the website.
Up the top, there's Facebook and Twitter up the top there.
Okay, you know more than me right now.
Above the My Account and Contact Us, below that.
Ah, yep, yep.
So, all right, this has been episode 134. Steve, did you say 133 or 134?
134.
Good stuff. All right, thanks, guys, for being on.
Cool.
Thank you. What's up?
You are listening to yet another one of the fine members of the Tech Podcast Network. If it's tech, it's here. Find more of the member shows over at techpodcasts.com.